God.
This is great.
I need a beer.
Well, actually, as long as I'm at it, I'm gonna do some other, a little bit of more trimming just to make it more aesthetically pleasing. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
no, it was the chin hair. I sold my chin hair for $40. But- From Racine, Wisconsin, it's a podcast with Bilbo Baggins. I'm not a hobbit, damn it. I'm not a hobbit. Guys, get me some beer.
We'll see if you're a hobbit.
Where's my pipe?
So, Rob, what are we talking about? What are we talking about tonight?
That ring, that piercing that you have. Ooh, oh, wait. Oh, okay.
Let's talk about this beer.
Actually, let's start with this. Okay, so a little backstory. So this is the second time we're going to try, because the first time was such an absolute abject failure. The first gluten-free beer we tried was Acapella. Now, I'm sure it's perfectly acceptable for a gluten-free beer if you can only drink gluten-free beer. But that being said, it tasted like ass. Just going to put it out there right now.
Not good ass either. Dirty old ass.
What's the litmus test for good ass?
I don't know yet. We're going to find out. We're going to try another gluten-free beer tonight. So tonight we are going to try, this one is from actually a brewery, which is one of our favorite breweries. Lakefront Brewery makes it gluten-free now, called New Grist. Rob's already wincing thinking about tasting this.
You're supposed to notice that.
I am a little bit too.
I did notice that. Okay, shall we, guys?
All right. Here we go. Ready, gents?
Okay, everybody, let's do this.
Down the hatch.
There's ladies here too.
When you're here, you're gents too.
No, there's not.
Well,
it's better than that one.
It is.
Yes. Let's see.
Yeah, it does taste, but this did too. Okay, so wait a minute. What is this brewed with? Let's see. Because the last one was sour.
Rice and sorghum.
Oh. Sorghum. Sorghum seems to be the ingredient that they use to do this, because this Acapella, which was also a, again, another gluten-free, was also a sorghum-based beer as well. That's got to be what gives it that taste.
So that can't still left over from when
light,
we had it?
Like, yes. It's such a light taste.
All I'm
it's
feeling
not bad.
Right now is I feel like I'm drinking cough syrup. Like,
is it
that
sweet
bitterness,
oh, the bitterness,
and, like, afterwards, like, that aftertaste, I feel like I'm drinking cough syrup.
I would rather have cough syrup than this.
They're saying it's a pill style. It's not horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, in the summertime, I think you could probably drink this and get away with it if you had to.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think a 90-degree day.
Thank you.
That might not be too bad.
No, you just hit it. That sourness makes it taste like a stale beer.
It's liquefied ice.
All right, so.
What's the vote?
Verdict?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give it.
I'm gonna go sideways.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Okay. You know something? I will change. I will change my.
It could be worse.
Gluten free.
Oh well, yeah, but there are people who have to do it.
But if you didn't know this was gluten free and you tasted it,
I would not like.
No, if I did. Okay, wait. No, if I didn't know it was gluten free, it would be this.
It would be this. Absolutely.
Knowing that it's gluten free, I will revise my rating to.
Maybe it's all the salt.
Yeah, I'd give it a medium.
Acapella might have the same situation.
Oh no, Acapella sucked ass.
I don't remember that.
GTB reviews, two
okay,
thumbs.
Wait a minute. For those,
it's an
eh. We have one can left. No!
Okay, the Acapella test.
Yeah, at this point, it's got to be pretty old.
More like the Acapella challenge.
I don't think it could hurt it.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, that's way worse.
Maybe we should just do a circle check to remind ourselves.
Yeah,
the Lakefront is far superior to that.
But it's not like either of them particularly good compared to the regular.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, it's not my first choice.
choice. I'm revising it to between medium and high because at least it tastes like Miller Lite.
You know,
they do say
it's
this
a
is
light,
a pilsner. It's a pilsner.
It's such a light beer that it, you can't really. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a not horrendous. I'm gonna go sideways on it, and I'm okay with that.
It's
I mean, for
six times better than that.
For what it is.
Okay.
This is getting better the more.
After you've tried the acapella, all of a sudden the grist doesn't taste so bad. No. All right, so let's get on to the first topic.
Yes, and the first topic for today is the underrated games. That game you like? First, are we gonna do what?
Let's do that.
Do you really want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Actually, we're talking shit. So let's.
What we've been playing? I'm gonna start with Kevin.
I'm thoroughly unprepared. I'm sorry.
Kevin, what game have you been playing?
Lately?
Yeah.
Actually, another one of my obscure European map games. This time, Victoria 2. It centers around the 19th century. Essentially, you guide a country through, you know, industrialization and the various. No, the 19th century. No, actually, world. It runs from 1836 to 1936, and I mean, it's literally like, you know, it's a historical simulation. Like you build factories and, you know. Conquer uncivilized peoples and, you know, various other extremely racist things like that. Well, I mean, that's literally like the Western nations. Like, everybody outside of, like, the Americas and Europe, they're literally described as uncivilized nations. I mean, you know, it's made by a Swedish company. Maybe they're not so tactful. I mean, again, that's just their term.
You'd think they'd be a little more.
And to become a civilized nation, you westernize. Like, you know, like, because even Japan starts out as an uncivilized nation, but they can civilize very quickly.
Well, it's all subjective. According to the Japanese, they were civilized.
Yes,
everyone else was.
But they didn't have factories. That was the important thing.
Well, sure they did.
It's all about the Industrial Revolution.
Fair play.
Yes.
And really, really well made guns.
Yes.
And knives. I've read about them in books.
I know it's romantic to think about bringing a samurai sword to a gunfight, but it's usually a bad idea.
Actually, no, Mythbusters did a little episode where a guy with a knife charging you and you with a gun. You'd be amazed actually how effective it is to bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah, I've watched Kill Bill.
Oh my god.
Yes, great reference.
You don't even have to be good with a knife.
No?
You just have to be fast. If you're fast, you will get to that guy with that gun before he gets a chance to pull it and stab him dead.
Okay, let's say that gun is like a howitzer.
Okay, well then maybe you're gonna win. Alright, I'm sorry.
Or anything other than a musket.
Yeah, way off track. Alright, let's go.
Brian, better not be Halo.
Actually, it's not going to be Halo. Life to me is not all Halo. Now it's all Destiny. Yeah, it's all Destiny
so
now.
You've moved to the next overrated game.
If it's so overrated, how come Travis has been playing with me as much as he has?
Because Travis plays everything.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, Travis does literally play everything, so you can't. No, you can't use them.
Just because I'm playing, you know, is that about to become the game that I'm playing that's been horribly rated too? Probably. It's really good.
It is.
You haven't tried Destiny?
It is the greatest 7 out of 10 that you'll ever play in your life, and I quit playing it after.
Don't listen to him. If you do play it though, let me know because I will boost you in like one day.
I don't boost, man. I play it the hard way.
So I will boot. Yeah, you will say that for about 5 minutes.
Rob, you can believe me on this one.
So you've been playing Destiny?
Yeah, balls deep. Balls deep in Destiny. It's been great.
I would have thought if you were really into it, you'd be neck deep. But
nah, just balls. I mean, all mental functions stop just above the navel. So,
have you had a leg in there?
Especially
for Brian.
All right. Here.
Get
this out of my head.
Now you have to follow that.
Destiny sucks.
He just followed that.
What?
I watched as the disillusion fell into you.
Like, I was, like, so happy about it, and then, like, you could just see me get, like, angrier and angrier and angrier about that stupid game.
He's like, what was the name of that CinemaWare game? Defender of the Crown.
Oh, Defender of the
Crown. Whereas you started losing, you just became more pale and gray. That was Mike playing Destiny.
I mean, I didn't even buy the DLC. I was just like, that.
What, you didn't want to pay an extra $20 to get like 45 minutes worth of content? I mean, $20. I mean, come on. You have to support your indie developers.
Yeah.
That's not an indie developer.
Little company name.
That's not an indie developer.
Technically, they are an independent developer now.
But on my underrated game.
What have you been playing?
Oh, what I've been playing. Oh, what I've been playing. Well, Monster Hunter. Both. Which is better rated and a better game and awesome. Just saying. You can
You're entitled to your opinion, even if it's wrong.
It's got 9 out of 10 on the DS. It's one of the best-selling DS games out there.
Let me guess. Monster Hunter 4.
Yes.
Brought me up. Not surprised.
Yeah, that's what, I just said it. Monster Hunter 4 on it. Yes, it is really good.
No, you said Monster Hunter 4.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very good game, and I can't complain about it at all.
No, it's...
I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, I already got... 60 to 50 hours on it already? 50 to 60? Well, I'm sorry, but, like, I was just playing today, and I get together with my buddies, and, like, we chat on Skype, and we were playing for, like, a good 5 hours on talking on Skype and just having a good time. It's one of those, like, if you can get your friends together to play, it's quite fun.
What's different about the fourth one, then? The
number.
The new... There's newer monsters, there's new mechanics of the game. Like, one, you can actually mount the on the monsters and, like, stab them in the back. And then you have a chance to knock them over to do even more damage. And then there's this new, when you jump off of things, you can swing your weapon, and that'll make it easier to jump on the monsters to mount them.
Okay. So it's worth the extra money that you spent for this
You're
new game?
You're really into mounting the monsters.
Yeah. You mount the monsters, but there's also more monsters and different weapons and different armors.
Wow, I feel like this game is getting more action than I am. No offense. But.
Dropped it on you.
You were wondering that on Saturday.
Shut up, okay?
Oh, she got her
love. Stop talking about it, okay?
Don't say stuff that isn't true.
I only need to make a comment. You need to go into details.
It's been 3 days since Saturday.
You don't need to go into details.
Well, you expect me to be a machine and just go...
Yes. All right, Kels, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Pokemon... What is it, Y? Because you have X?
Yeah, I have X.
And he got me Pokemon Y. So, if anybody watched previous episodes when we were talking about the Game Boy, about how I could never play Pokemon without having my brothers completely reset it and I never got to save, I finally get to play Pokemon and I get to save it.
Oh, it's a dream come true.
It's been amazing.
Mike is the best boyfriend ever.
Fiancé.
Oh, y'all producing me.
Fiancé.
I'll totally take him.
I disagree.
But it's been nice. It's been a lot of fun. I've really been enjoying playing it lately.
I'll diss me, and then I do that shit. Fuck off.
You bought her a game? Now you want Boyfriend of the Year?
Fiancé of the Year.
And this...
Anyway. I've actually been kind of going old school and playing Guitar Hero.
Ooh, wow. Oh, I have some guitars in the back.
I have a lot of them, actually. Oh, okay. I went rummage sailing this summer and got a bunch of old Guitar Heroes. The only problem is I am not as good as I used to be.
So you're saying lack of practice equals not as good.
Yeah, and my dexterity and my fingers aren't as good.
You're getting old.
Did you hear that they're talking about bringing back Guitar Hero, or actually Rock Band, to the Xbox One and PS4?
No, don't do that.
I did not hear that. I did not like Rock Band as much because it's too much stimulation. I just like the guitar.
It was the same thing.
Except you have other things.
There was like a drum kit.
It's too hard.
You didn't need to use them.
Got on
then why buy it?
It's like a one-man band simulation.
Then why buy it if you aren't going to use all the other stuff? If you're only going to use it to play guitar, just buy Guitar Hero. Why spend the extra money on Rock Band?
What extra money? It would cost the same. You don't need to buy all of the equipment. You can, like, the guitars were transferable. You could use
No, they weren't, were they?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Do you want to drop the mic
for
me, or... No.
All right. Well, I've been spending a lot of time with Nuclear Throne, but I have a review coming out for that, so you watch for that. Now they'll get into the deal. Basically, almost everything I've been playing is something I can just jump into, spend 5-10 minutes with, and then move on to whatever else I'm doing. So
you're not much for foreplay, is what you're saying.
Well, no, I mean, a lot of times I'm into the long story format, the Skyrims, the RPGs, that kind of stuff. But lately, I just haven't had time for that, so it's going back to playing Food Fight. You know, the old arcade classic, or playing Tapper, or, you know,
like Burger Time.
You know, Burger Time. I, you know, all those. That's what I've been playing lately.
Really good.
It's like it's like back to the arcade or pinball machines. Yes. The I've been playing the pinball machine we have done on this show already. The iPad with the controllers.
Wait, what? Tell people what they where they will be able to actually see that.
Well, we are going to display those at the Midwest Gaming Classic.
And
we're going to have several.
You could win
one of them.
You could win.
Ooh,
you can win
exciting.
The. You can win
the controller,
not
the iPad.
Let's clarify that.
Hook it up to your Bluetooth laptop.
iPad not included.
But, iPad not included.
Look it up. Yeah. So I've been playing pinball. I have Topware's version of Pinball Dreams on Steam.
Yeah.
Not very good.
Oh, that's a shame. It was a great game before.
I was trying to, and now that I've played the one on the iPad, and it's almost like a tangent. And a few other ones I've been playing on Google. There's a couple nice ones on the 3D tablets we've shown on this show. And now I've gone back to the Pinball Dreams I was playing, and it's not very good. It looks really dated, so I was a little disappointed, and it's slow and stuff. But in general, I've been playing a lot of these like arcade hits. You know, is mostly what I've been playing.
You know me, that's me too. I like those games I can jump in, play real quick, and get back out of. So.
But are you playing anything else?
Yeah, I actually am. Because I just got the new Oculus Rift DK2, I have been playing Vox Machine, which is not a complete game yet, but wow, the potential for that one's really good. So, it's surprise, surprise, it's a giant mech game. Jeez, who would have thought I would play a giant mech game?
Stop the fucking press.
I know.
It has a pre-ordered mech on the way.
Hey, yes. So, but it really, the controls are great. Plays really well on the DK2. It's set up for the DK2. This specifically came out for the DK2 and looks really, really good. So, that's what I've been playing.
Very nice.
It gets better, by the way.
Yeah, it does. It keeps getting better, doesn't it? Then? So maybe that should be their slogan. Better than an old ass pumpkin. Yes. Better than an old ass pumpkin ale.
It gets a little bit better.
I got something just as bad. A disgusting old ass looking piece of popcorn.
Probably is one.
Your son made. Your son made this popcorn. Look how gross it is.
He wasn't gonna eat it. He doesn't care.
you can have it then.
I don't want it.
Son.
No, I don't want
That's
it.
Your son.
I don't want it. It's got some kind of mold on it. Okay.
Right, so, Rob, what have you been playing?
I've been playing Alien Isolation.
Oh!
Which is first-person.
Alien who feels really bad about himself. And
yes, it's about a depressed alien that nobody loves. Very unfortunate.
Story of my life.
That kind of sounds like
it's a first-person survival horror game based on, obviously, the alien. You play Sigourney Weaver's daughter, yes. Well, it's not Sigourney Weaver's, but the character she plays in there. Her daughter. It's Ellen is her first name, by the way.
Ellen.
I had to look that up. Ripley is her actual first name. They always call her Ripley.
Johansson,
but anyway, it's a video game, so, you know.
What's
it? I'm playing on the PC.
What are they isolated from?
That's it, damn it. Everybody else.
Titles to make sense.
You basically end up on a space station that has a recording from the Nostromo, which is the ship from the first movie. They found the flight recorder from it, and you're playing your daughter who actually arrives at the station to procure that recording and finds that, of course, the base has been overrun by an alien,
and it's killed a whole lot of people. The base is run amok. Like, the people have broken into factions. The androids have gone freaking crazy, and they're not like, they're not like people looking androids. They're like these really creepy ass mask looking ones. Yeah, they look, they're terrifying. That game scares the hell out of me. Yeah, I'm like just jumping all over the place. It's full of jump scares. You're woefully underarmed. You die a lot, and it's just fun.
I thought you'd get a flamethrower.
Yeah, I can't wait for the flamethrower. I'm not there yet.
That'll help you against the alien.
But that is what I've been playing.
Is it? You die a lot, but you know some games you die a lot, and that's okay. And it's fine as long as you like get like a little further in your next roll at it.
It's,
I found that like in Donkey Kong Country, I would die all the time.
I love Donkey Kong Country.
It's a good game, man. But imagine I would get a little further. I would get a little further every time I'd play it. You know, I'd be like, oh, okay, I'd make that jump, and then I'd get up a little bit, and then I'd die. But then, like, the next time I came through that, I'd make that jump or whatever it is I need to do. And I would just get a little further every time. Is this game like that?
You do get a little bit further as long as you play by the rules. You can't cheat the game. You're not going to get through it in brute force, and you're not going to run through it. Because if you run through it, the alien's going to freaking hear you and grab your ass and just eat your face.
Now, isn't there connect capabilities where, if you're, like, you jump into the lock?
I'm running it on a PC, not on a toy.
Do you ever listen?
So it's available on other systems.
Oh, yeah, obviously. It's available on everything.
It doesn't mean that I'm asking him. But
yeah, I have to reach up out of the hatches.
I'm sorry. That's available on every system because there's lots of games that are system specific.
Unless it's PlayStation, it's pretty much all.
Yeah, it's available on the Game Boy Advance. No.
What?
No, screwing around. Side scroller.
Backward compatible.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, but really good game. Okay, so we have made it to the halfway point, and we're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we'll be back with. What's the next topic?
The next topic is underrated games that you still play and like anyways.
That's right. You suck, but I love you.
That's often the reason.
I say, dear chaps, shouldn't you go on a diet?
Are you talking to me? Maybe if these guys would make these holes bigger, I could fit easy, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'll help you out.
No worries, no.
Come on, guys, we have work to do. We come from the Action 52 game world where every game is...
Yeah, we're talking action and lots of it. We got space, dragon adventure, even war games.
Yeah, dude, we even got rescue games and, man, they're smooth like ice.
Hey, what about you guys?
Oh, yeah. We're in there, too. The Cheetah Man.
Yes, but that's another story. If you want the ultimate game challenge, you have to get Action 52.
Yeah, it's so cool. 52 games in one, and you can even play it on Nintendo. Man, it's awesome. Get yours now.
Now playing at a store near you.
And welcome back to the Hobbit Podcast with Frodo Baggins. And they're singing about floppy wieners.
This is why no one watches this show.
Yeah, you make this show suck.
Wait, are we back?
We are back.
Yes.
Sweet, sweet cigarette commercials?
Yes.
Larry was
famous. Or well, some kind of commercial.
Or some indie game developer.
Who knows?
Send us
one of their ads. We found
a hobo. Hi. Hobo, folks. Hey, hobo.
These nice people brought me in from the cold. They offered me a sandwich, and then they took it away.
Oh,
but you can't
I'm
even
sorry,
beer.
I'm sorry.
We need to give a beer.
I'm sorry for your loss to Star Trek. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing it up, Mike.
We have to.
No, you didn't. Now you just made
everybody in the world already
now
knows about it.
Now we're going to cry during this whole segment.
Yes, thank you.
All right, back to our topic. You suck, but I love you anyway.
All right.
Games that got bad reviews, but we sure love them anyway.
Xbox One.
And I'm gonna start with Kevin.
Well, I mean, honestly, I can continue talking about Victoria 2 because the fact is, of Paradox Interactive's releases, I mean, that's their primary gimmick is, you know, historical strategy games throughout the ages. They're obviously their most popular release is their World War II based series, Hearts of Iron series. That was sort of their most famous release for a long time there. And, you know, since then, obviously, Crusader Kings 2 has become real big. It's actually sold over 1 million units at this point, which is pretty impressive for, I mean, an obscure European map game centered around the medieval era. But
I wonder if those sales came from Europe.
Well, I mean, again,
obscure parts of Europe.
I mean, it's because it's a Swedish developer. I mean, that's where the European part comes from, as far as I'm concerned. That's why I refer to them as such. But I mean, like, unfortunately, the Victoria series is not as well received because it's a bit more obtuse than most of them. Because I mean, it's also a political simulator. I mean, it's, you know, because obviously the 19th century, you know, that was when you had, you know, the rise of nationalism. You know, you had many countries throwing off their monarchies, so on and so forth. And I mean, while the simulation is not perfect, I mean, it's that you know, because by the time, you know, the 1900 rolls around, you just have, you know, millions of communist and you know,
fucking
democratic
communist
rebels just roving through your country, and you can't do anything to please them. It's terrible. But I mean, it was released in 2010, and thus far they have not begun developing the, you know, a sequel yet. The word on the street is it's on the
2015.
Okay, yes, it's a bit of a niche thing, but I thought that was the point, Brian.
Fair play.
Wait, can you start over?
No.
Shut up, Larry.
Suffice to say, Paradox Interactive. Well, I think it will. Paradox Development Studio is the actual, I mean, they're a publisher and a developer. I mean, they publish other things. Actually, I think the one that the Pillars of Eternity that's coming out, they're publishing that for the you know, J.E. Sawyer and them that kickstarted. I mean, they're the publisher for that. But in any event, yes. Paradox Interactive, European obscure European map games. A+, folks.
Now, every time Bitch Heaven says obscure European map drinks, you have to take a drink.
Go back to the beginning and rewatch.
Oh my God.
We'll put a countdown in the
lower
description.
In the lower countdown.
No, we won't.
Yeah, probably not. I'm editing this week.
Right, that's because Rob edits it. Fuck that.
Brian, tell us how underrated the Xbox One is.
I don't know anything about the Xbox One being underrated because I never saw a bad review for it. So, and if I did, I chose to ignore it.
Right.
And if he did, he'd talk about it through
his
nose.
Yes. Yes, I have no idea what you're talking about there. Actually, I don't know if you guys have heard, but my underrated game is a little game called Shoot Many Robots. Robots. Anybody heard of it? Robots?
Yeah?
I actually, Larry, I think you would like that game. Well, it's no obscure European socio-political nonsense simulator where you just make powdered wig factories or something. I don't know. So. That was the start of the Industrial Revolution, right? It's just powdered wigs. Powdered wigs everywhere.
With or without the syphilis.
Why not both? So, Shoot Many Robots. Larry, I actually think you'd like it. Basically, you play a redneck who wants to shoot many robots. The soundtrack to the game, surprisingly awesome. It's like very Rolling Stones-esque bluesy. And I actually bought the soundtrack because I do that. I'm weird, but whatever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Why not? Some of them are great. Hell,
Or Tony Hawk 1.
Or Halo.
Or any Tony Hawk ever.
Crazy Taxi.
Or Halo.
I don't get it. I like Tony Hawk.
That's because you hate life.
That's one of the first video
games I played. All Crazy Taxi had was The Offspring, basically. I've seen nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
It's only available outside of video games. I don't get that.
We are totally reeling off this topic.
All right, continue.
Okay, fine. Yeah. All right,
so the logic over.
So there really isn't.
No, wait, over a month ago, Brian. So, it's so underrated, you don't even want to play it.
Actually, I last played this on January 18th.
Wait, 14. Holy shit.
Wow.
It's a great game.
You
I'll have you know.
You played it a lot? up yeah. to that point.
I really did.
Okay, all right.
Except this was a game that hadn't... Yeah, I mean, I just got so busy playing Destiny or something. I don't know. Halo. Probably Halo. No, there was one thing that really sucked about Shoot Many Robots, and that's the fact that it had a shitload of microtransactions. It was one of those games that was on the Xbox Free for Gold thing. Yeah. I'm sure I'll do that when the microphone gets to you, too. So, no, it was one of those vehicles for money from or to Ubisoft. Big surprise there. So, yeah, because I know nobody wants to hear about this shit anymore. I'm going to pass this on to Mike.
I need a popcorn.
Wait, go back to him for a minute.
Please don't.
What do you shoot?
Robots.
All right.
Robots and variations of robots.
And what? There's a crab robot.
Can I get in and out of the game in 10 minutes?
Can you get a what?
In and out of the game in 10 minutes.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. You can actually probably
good.
Beat it in 10 minutes.
Does sound good.
Debatable.
Well, if you do it on hard.
Yeah, hard whatever.
Is this house EDM music?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you watching?
I'm playing Left Browsers.
Focus!
I'm sorry.
Eight beers in at this point.
and a couple cigarette commercials later.
5 minute break is tough on us.
But one of my underrated games was like, it's one of my old childhood video games, which was made by the also wonderful developing company of LJN. If you know that company, you know what I'm talking about. But it was I used to love wrestling when I was a kid, so I had WrestleMania from LJN, and it had a picture of Hulk Hogan on it too.
WrestleMania for what system?
Super Nintendo.
So it was like the arcade convert.
Oh no! It didn't even get an arcade. It was LJN.
Is that how I heard it was? No arcade tunnel release.
Nope. It was a button masher too. Sometimes at time, but I can't tell you how many times like I would play that for hours on end, play with my friends. I was a little kid. I didn't know what good games, bad games were at the time.
I'm glad to see that the mechanics of wrestling games have not changed since then, because as far as I know, all current wrestling games are just button mashers.
Punch, kick, throw your enemy.
Your own wrestler now.
Old man with a fat gut and skinny arms. I can throw Andre the Giant.
Good God. No man should have that kind of power.
In the news, you can create your own wrestler.
Wait, is there simulated dong physics?
No! Remember, like, Dead or Alive, beach volleyball?
All right, we're going off topic, so here's Laura.
Kels, are you... No? All right, we are skipping Kelsey. You know, I'm not much of one to read reviews, because if I think a game looks good, I'm just going to buy it and play it. But
well, how do you know? How do you know it looks good?
If
you know,
I look at a
reviews kind of
no,
into that?
I just look at the commercial, and if I want to play Pokemon and the commercial looks good, then I'll
so
just buy it.
So you're sucked in by the like.
I am.
Sales pitch.
I am the perfect consumer. So I just buy. I like to buy things, and I don't really read the review. But that being said,
it's not jewelry, it's video games, so it's okay.
That being said, I did look up a couple of bad reviews, and apparently Conker's Bad Fur Day, which I've talked about before, got really bad reviews when
it
first came out, but I loved it, so I guess that would mean Conker's Bad Fur Day.
It's also a really good game. So
right.
Like,
yeah, it is a really good.
That's what I'm saying. So,
what would he do with it?
Seriously? Oh, well, you're like this little squirrel, and you have...
You never played a Conker's game?
No.
Wow. I mean, I haven't.
It's basically like a fuzzy little squirrel guy, a gritty reboot.
It says little squirrel, and
millions of games
he has huge balls, and he runs around, and he does, like, obscene things. It's rated mature.
You a giant piece of shit that sings opera, and it's corn...
I don't know, it's awesome.
Well?
You can borrow mine later.
All right.
I remember that. Wow.
Yeah, he sings opera. It's hilarious to watch. He was the great Mighty Pooh or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
Larry,
all
right. Your underrated game that you love. Anyway. You know, this I have trouble with this topic.
Why? Because you have so many.
Yeah, no, it's more like I don't really play a lot of overrated or underrated games.
You play Inquisition, just saying.
Well, Rob's cue has been shot, so I'm going to move on.
I'm paying attention. I was waiting for the diddling.
Which is...
Wow, I wish we could isolate that soundbite.
You know, you can't bring the magic back. You can't just bring the magic back.
Okay, for those of us...
I'm a great
those
actress,
of you,
and I could have.
Those of you that have that know a little about us, we often say our best zingier lines off camera. We had a crude attempt to actually bring one back,
and it failed. We are not
it
going there
failed.
Again.
All right, so I'm going to move on to the topic. My problem is for this topic, what's difficult about it is I often don't read a lot of reviews because I'm often way behind the curve. You know, I'm often playing games that are 4 or 5 years behind, so I don't really know what the reviews are. Reviews usually come out, you know, fairly close to when the release of a game is. You know, could try to, you know, tell you about it, whether or not it's a good purchase or whatever. And for me, it's kind of hard because it's like, okay, I played this game. I'm gonna look at this game, but it came out 5 years ago. Well, the reviews just aren't, you know, they're sitting around out there, but they're not in your face out there. So I don't really have a, and then it turns out like a lot of the games I end up picking and end up to be fairly well reviewed. So, and not to say that I'm a great picker of games or something. It's more like it so happens that the ones that I do end up enjoying ended up, I later find out, had good reviews. So, I don't end up playing a lot of bad reviewed games. So, that's kind of my spiel on it. So, Matt.
I would like to say this is probably the most exciting episode ever. Clearly.
Fortunately, we had the first half.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I was there for that.
I got to say, what are you talking about? This is very traditional. There's very little crosstalk.
Keep going.
There's no crosstalk, which means it's non-traditional.
Thank you.
It's the opposite of traditional.
Podcast.
Yeah. Oh.
This turned into the NPR podcast.
Welcome to the NPR podcast. It was and it was good. I mean,
and
there's
now
also
we'll
that.
Hear from Matt.
Now it's time to hear the wonderful sounds of the ocean sloshing back and forth.
Wait,
that was a joke. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
All right.
You started the joke.
One of the games that I really liked that I played recently that was really underrated is Sniper Elite V2.
Hell yeah!
That game is really, really fun. It's got very simple, straightforward mechanics.
Is that the zombies mode? Because I love the zombies version of that.
Is there
one.
Zombies?
I don't think so.
I think that's the Nazi killing one. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can shoot people in the ball.
But it's very simple.
It.
You are
zombies. That's the one.
You are an American sniper in World War II, and you just go through like the last few, I think, weeks or months of the war, and you kill Nazis, you kill Soviets, you go all over the place, and it's just you. By
Nazi
yourself.
Zombie Army is the name of the Nazi version of it. Yeah, there's an...
Nice.
And I have been playing it, and I have shot zombies in the balls.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of this game, is getting a nut shot kill. And just because one of the features of the game is that sometimes it will slow down your shot and show you an X-ray of the inside of the person's body getting totally demolished. And... if you shoot someone in the gonads and it kills them, it will show you an X-ray of their gonads exploding from a sniper round.
So it's like
pretty cool.
So it's like a higher quality version of VATS from Fallout 3, except you see penetration.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would put it that way, but
nice. Yes,
you definitely do get to see all of the penetration and its penetration glory.
I like seeing the skull shots and just like seeing the cracking of the skull and the...
Yeah, I thought it was a really great game, but it's really it was only mediocre according to the reviews, but I really liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun.
It's fun to watch.
It is fun to watch.
let's untangle the cord a little bit here, bring it back around. All right, so yeah, I'm going to talk about
an old, well, I'm going to talk about a new version of a very old school game. There was a group called Bitmap Brothers who used to do some early gaming back in the 80s.
And raps.
And raps, too. Nice. But they produced this a game called Speedball, which originally came out on the Atari, 1040, I think?
What? I thought it was an Amiga game originally.
It came out on the Amiga, right. But I think... No, I don't think it came out on the 64. I think it came out on the...
the Amiga version.
Look that up. There was a Speedball, but I don't know if that was on the Amiga. I don't know if it was ever on the 64. Rob will look that up. But so they did a re-kickstart of it, and they made Speedball 2 for the PC. It only got like 6 out of 10 rating, but in all honesty, it plays exactly like the original game. They've added a few niceties to it, and the graphics are a whole lot better. But it's a nice, fast, action-paced game. It's another one of these. You jump in, you play it for 5 or 10 minutes. Oh, I'm good. And you're on to something else.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you don't have to dedicate a billion years to unlocking levels, trying to figure out subplots, whatever. You go in, you throw a ball around. It's basically like a soccer game type sport where you're trying to get a ball down the court. Down the court into the net.
Speedball 2, which what was the difference between Speedball 1 and 2?
Not a whole lot.
I mean, and Speedball 2 was available on Xbox Arcade.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's probably the HD one, I'm guessing. Originally came on the Amiga.
So there's probably
PC
a lot more people out there
that
know about
it.
Oh, it did. Okay. All right. So.
True cross.
But an absolutely brilliant little piece of a kit. And again, not really well reviewed, but I think what it was people were expecting so much more. No, it's not. It's just, again, a quick, fun game you get in and play.
It's because people are jackasses. Yeah, that's
we all are.
Say.
Very true.
Mostly wow, Rob, you're getting very negative towards the end of the episode.
Dad, a little bit drunker than usual.
How well did you don't know Jack get rated?
Pretty well.
Yeah, it was beloved.
Everyone loves it universally.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to go.
All right, so you're
I'm going to go with Zombie Football Carnage that has a whole lot to do with zombies and not a lot to do with football other than the main character is wearing a football outfit.
Nice.
It's basically kind of a side-scrolling shoot 'em up. Where you throw footballs at zombies to kill them, and it is freaking hilarious. It is a hilarious and fun game.
Do you have endless footballs?
You do have endless footballs, yes. Nice. And you get other little things like traps and bombs and stuff to drop, and it's really fun. And the rating, it got a 62 out of 100. And some of the comments are...
That's still a passing grade.
Some of the reviews, right, exactly. Non-standard control scheme. Now, I'm going to note... You move left and right and up and down and press a button. There is nothing to be non-standard about it. That has been around since the Atari 2600. And yes, that is its control scheme.
You move and you click.
You move and you shoot with the controller.
Wait. I can see. All right, so what?
Don't defend that.
WSA.
No, you use a controller.
Right.
So,
yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be like. Assholes.
Yeah,
actually,
nah.
Up is down and left is right. That was the main
thrust.
Oh,
inversion!
Another.
Never had that before.
I hate inverted controllers.
I agree.
Well, that would be non-standard. Boom!
No, it's not non-standard.
It's not inverted.
We just hate this.
It's still non-standard.
It's for weirdos or flight simulators.
I would argue it's still non-standard because
you're just talking silly. The game is not inverted.
9 times out of 10, it's not inverted.
But
yes, inversion existed, and it may have always existed, but it's
Larry,
not the
it's not inverted. It's just right. Press up,
Larry,
press down, right, and left. This show's the best. Another quote. Another great quote from the DeZura reviews, because it did not make its green light. Yeah. Should be called Gridiron because football is the world game, soccer. Mother effers, really?
Damn, really just
damn
censor
Europeans.
Hey, America.
America. It's America.
Fuck you.
Can you reply to
it? It really has nothing to do with football at all, so.
Does that mean that we should change all, like, World War II games so that the Nazis aren't the ones that are the bad guys? Yeah.
Yes.
We have to be really sensitive towards the German culture nowadays.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. Oh, please. I don't think they care. I don't even think they're sensitive.
They do a little bit.
Only because they lost their money. If they wouldn't have lost their money, they'd be like, eh.
Really? Germany has, like, the highest GDP in the Eurozone right now. I think they're doing okay.
I didn't say now.
Hey, we're off topic again.
Lost.
Yeah.
Lost.
Let me guess, you're also pro-austerity, Brian.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Kevin. Let's move on.
Only his dressing.
He's okay, so.
For austere dress.
Any other good comments, Rob, or should we wrap this up?
No, that was a good comments for that particular one, and I think that was enough to talk about.
This episode of Misery.
Yes.
Yeah, we are going to put this episode to bed.